This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week, I want to introduce the topic of who is God. That may sound simplistic to you, but there's a lot of wrong ideas about who God is. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then, of course, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It's vitally important that we understand who God is, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you don't know who God is, you limit God's in your life. How can I say that? Because God works by faith. Let me give you an example. Let me say this. Always bring everything back to salvation, because that's how God works. God is the Savior. Jesus is the Savior of the world. But most of the world is going to hell because they don't have faith that Jesus is the Savior. And they don't have faith that Jesus is the Savior because they've not heard or they've not believed. It's vitally important that we understand who God is. We say every Sunday in our service, I say to the people, say this with me, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. I'm shocked at the number of Christians who don't know that God is good. If it isn't good, it isn't God. It's really that simple. Now, sometimes God does very complex things that we don't recognize as good, but they are good because God does good only continuously. In fact, the Bible says tender mercies are over all of his works. So this week we're going to talk about the attributes of God, who God is, and what God wants to do in our lives. It's very, very important. Let's open our Bibles. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 11. And also, let's also open to John chapter 4. And we're going to look at two scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11 and John chapter 4. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you that it's living, it's active, it's true. It brings light. It brings understanding and it brings faith. And so, Father, we approach it this morning with reverence and with awe. Father, we thank you that you watch over it to perform it. Father, we thank you that it gives light to our paths and a lamp unto our feet. Father, you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. So, Father, we choose to listen to your Holy Spirit this morning as he leads us and guides us into your word. So give us understanding of it by your Spirit, Father. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then John chapter 4 is the account when Jesus was in Samaria, and he was at the well, and the disciples went into the city to buy food, and a Samaritan woman came to the well, and Jesus began to speak to her. And she asked him a question about where to worship. And in verse 21, Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. The Samaritans worshiped on that mountain. They didn't. Their temple was there. It wasn't in Jerusalem. Then he went on to say, you worship, you Samaritans, you worship you know not what. That's pretty bad. He said, you worship you know not what. He said, we know what, the King James says, and it should be who. We know who we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. He said, you worship what you know not of. You know, there are people who do not believe in God, any God, and they really have no good reason. They just oftentimes don't want to believe in God. And then we hear today, more than I've ever heard it, the argument, well, if there's a God, then why do we have all this trouble? Why are all these bad things happening? They'll say, if there's a God, why doesn't he do something about all the evil in the world? And of course, those people don't realize the evil is not caused by people any more than a house is built by a hammer. Someone has to wield a hammer and a saw, and someone has to be the author of evil. And of course, we know that Satan is the author and the finisher of evil. It's interesting that those same people who say, why doesn't God do something about it in the natural, if someone did something about, I guess they mean, why doesn't he, you know, kill these people that cause trouble? Well, if they did, then he'd be just what they're complaining about. He'd be a murderer. And God is not. But we need to know, I just read you that scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, and it says, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, we've talked about the meaning of that word, that he is. But also, there's a lot of revelation in the Bible of who God is. And apart from the Bible, you're not going to have any knowledge of who God is. We've talked for 1 year about prayer, but now it's time to pray. You know, the Bible says it's not the hearers of the word that are blessed, but the doers. I noticed something that Randall Greer wrote in his January newsletter. Maybe just not January, a couple of months back. I don't remember. It doesn't really have a date on it here. But he said this. He said, I sense the Lord was beginning to gather the people back towards him and his will in the Spirit. He's calling together his people for a sweeping move of his Spirit across the land. But you see, that won't happen apart from prayer. Turn to him in prayer, and you will see how easy it is to move to a new level in the Spirit. The door of opportunity has been opened unto us. May we all take advantage of this time and season that we are in. The world is in desperate need of our prayers. The church is in need of our prayers. Most of us are in need of prayer. God wants to use us. So I want to talk about who God is. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. The Samaritans worshiped God, and they didn't even know what they were doing. There's lots of religions, even not third world religions, but in this country, that don't know what they're doing. They don't really know who they're worshiping. You know, there's a large religion that still has Jesus on the cross. Well, they're not worshiping the risen Savior. And I want to just talk today about who God is. It's important. You know, God's Word is only as good as who God is. And so I just want to talk to you today from the Word of God about who God is. The Bible says, he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Well, his Bible tells us who he is and what he wants
to do for us. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you want God to work for you, you need to, first of all, trust Him. You find out who He is. And God, even though He has told us all these things about Himself, He's still bigger than that. And it's important, without faith in God, and you cannot have faith in God if you don't know who God is. And God is who He says He is. There's so many different beliefs. There's such an assault on Christianity as we've never seen. You know, in the last few years, you've probably heard the word deism or deists more than the last 100 years. And of course, people want to exalt deism because they say that Thomas Jefferson was a deist. Well, I don't care what Thomas Jefferson was. What do I care what he was? Just because he was certainly doesn't mean that I should be or anybody else should be. You know, a deist is an odd duck. And a deist, I know one. He doesn't say he's a deist. And he may not even know what the word is, but he is a deist. And a deist says, I believe in God, but I don't believe He has any dealings with man. He created everything. He created man, and then He walked away. He's indifferent. Well, that's really stupid to believe that. And to believe that, you'd have to want to believe that. I've said this many times, but you know, when I'm laying in a hospital bed in Japan in 1968, I said, God, if I ever need your help again, I'll ask. Why, I didn't want Him interfering in my life. And deists obviously don't want God interfering in their life.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. I'd like to either announce to some of you or remind others that beginning January 8th, that's a Thursday night, we're going to have healing school. This school does not have tuition. The Bible says, freely you've received, freely give. Starting the second Thursday in January and throughout 2015, we're going to have healing school beginning at 7 p.m. And I encourage you to get in on it from the very beginning, because we're going to lay a foundation. And we're going to start with the basic foundation that you need to know first. We're going to be teaching about healing. We're going to be praying for the sick. We're going to be seeing people healed. God is a healer, and He wants His people to know that He's a healer. And we are going to equip you to receive healing and take that message to others. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.